Proclamation number 5367, dated the April 17th, 1952. God's word, an inconceivable grace in the last days. You humans are truly offered an immense grace if my word from above is passed on to you. For this word is an inconceivably valuable means of help during the spiritual adversity of the last days, because it gives you the pure truth from me through which you can attain beatitude if you accept it in your heart and live your life accordingly. My word will always have an exceptional effect if it is consciously desired and received, yet even if it is made available to people who did not directly request it, they will instinctively feel the strength of my word by just paying a little attention and thereby opening their heart. My word will affect them like a speech from another world to which they pay attention because they suspect something extraordinary and don't want to close their mind to it. They could gain infinitely much from it. They could receive a measure of grace which would result in their spiritual maturity within a short period of time. Yet generally they will be distracted by the world again and then carelessly bypass a gift of grace without having gained any benefit for their soul. Oh, if only you humans would believe that I have spoken to you myself, if my word was passed on to you, so that you would listen to my words and then make use of the little time you have left to live on this earth, so that you would still seriously consider the life of your soul after the death of the body. I cannot help you in your adversity other than through an obvious gift of grace. You yourselves have to accept this gift and utilize it to the best of your ability. Then you will also be able to work for your fellow human beings' benefit. Then you will be able to impart to them the same things you have received through my love, which speaks to you through my messengers. You will be able to enlighten them just as I have enlightened you, and you will be able to give them the same instructions and make them aware of the working of my spirit. You yourselves will derive rich benefits from this because my blessings, and those of your fellow human beings who found the truth through you, will follow you. During the chaos of the last days, many people will still be grateful to you if you instruct them in my name. And for this teaching ministry I am now preparing you, my chosen few. For you believe my words, yet you, too, will be seized by doubt as you follow world events and wonder why I remain silent while the world continues to sin without inhibition and is not prevented from above. I will manifest myself without fail and call people to order with a voice of thunder. And precisely for this reason I will still offer you humans an abundance of blessings in advance, which could provide you with a degree of maturity that would enable you to safely expect and survive the end. Yet you barely take notice of my gift of grace, and only few recognize it for what it is. A final call of loving admonition to the children of this earth who are facing their last decision. I will constantly send my word to earth so that you, who are my own, will recognize that I am not withdrawing but watching over all of you. And I will always come to you in word and scripture and on the last day in my full glory, when my own will require comfort and strength and help which only I myself can bring to them. Then everything I had announced before so that you shall become strong in faith will be fulfilled, and those who remain faithful to me until the end, who believed my words and used my gift of grace correctly, will be admitted into the kingdom of peace. For the end will mean the beginning of a new life for them. A life in peace and bliss in the paradise of the new earth, which I had promised to all who believe in me, who love me and who keep my commandments. The last day on this earth will be the first day in beatitude, for I will come myself to fetch my own when their lives are in danger on this earth. Amen.